Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're sharing with you on the subject of healing. And we're talking specifically about your faith can make you whole. Faith receives healing power into your body. We've already seen the fact that healing is a doctrine of the church. We've seen the fact that Jesus is the healer. God's been the healer all along. He healed in the Old Testament. He healed through the time of when Jesus was walking in the earth. And he also healed there in the book of Acts. And he's still doing the same today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the healer of all sickness and disease. It absolutely is God's will for all to be healed. The source of healing is Jesus, the Word of God. And as we hear His Word and we have faith for healing, then we learn to release our faith and receive His healing power into our physical body. We know the fact that it's ours because Jesus' sacrifice accomplished it for us. Jesus not only was bearing away our transgressions and also our iniquities, but also He took the stripes of all the sickness and disease was laid upon Him, that healing might be granted unto us, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Healing belongs to the body of Christ. And now we as believers have authority over sickness and disease because Jesus has delegated that authority to us through the name of Jesus. And healing is received through our faith. Remember, Satan is the author of sickness and disease. And you've got to take authority over Satan and his demonic spirits of infirmity and cast them out and drive them out from your body and receive the healing power of God to flow into you. And we've talked about unscriptural traditions concerning healing, and hopefully you've got those set in your mind and you've let go of all the lying traditions of men that make the Word of God of none effect. And you realize that healing belongs to me, and you're going to zero in on the promise of God, and you're going to take hold of it in your life. Now, we've talked about several instances where healing was received by faith, looking at important principles. One was in Matthew chapter 8 with the centurion. Here is where he had the revelation of the authority of the Word of God, that he could speak the Word only, and something would happen. And he would speak the Word, and his servants would do things and come and go. And he knew that Jesus had authority over sickness and disease, and when he spoke to it, that it would leave. And the same thing is true for us. We have authority over sickness and disease. We have authority over demonic spirits of infirmity, and we can speak to them, cast them out, and we can drive out the sickness and disease out of our body. And so an important principle for your faith to be released in order to receive healing is to take authority over Satan, over the demonic spirits, over that sickness disease, and command it to leave in the name of Jesus. And this was great faith, he said, that brought forth healing into this particular servant. Also, we saw in Matthew chapter 9, here were the blind men that were crying out for them, having mercy upon him. And he said, believe you that I'm able to do it. You've got to believe that Jesus is able to do it. If you believe he's able to do it, then you're ready to receive. It's more than just believing, though. Many people say, well, I believe that God's able to heal. Well, that's part of it. He said, they said, believe you, I'm able to do it. But then he touched their eyes and he said, according to your faith be it unto you, in Matthew 9:29. Otherwise, their faith had to take hold of healing. Your faith has to take hold of the healing power of God, and it will flow into your body, praise God. There was a certain woman who had an issue of blood. We looked at that scripture in Mark chapter 5. She had it for 12 years. She suffered many things of many physicians. She spent all she had, and she was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. This shows the fact that who's the healer? God's the healer, not the physicians. Doctors are certainly helping in order to do what they can physically and naturally to help get rid of problems in our life. But they know that God is the healer. They know the fact that they don't have any healing power within themselves. They just try to use medical means to try to assist the body in the healing process. But you must realize that God is the healer, and you better learn to seek God first place. He is the healer. It seems sometimes people will try all the worldly ways and go the physician's ways and do everything they can medically before they'll even look to God. That's totally backwards. You need to seek God as your healer. Nobody should be against physicians or doctors. They're certainly helping to bring forth healing. At the same time, though, you better look to God as your source, because He is the healer of your physical body. Praise God. And so it's important that we learn to come to Him. Well, this woman, she knew that she could be made whole if she'd just come and be able to take hold of the healing, and she touched Him. And this is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to touch Jesus with our faith, and we're going to receive the healing power of God. And she did, and healing virtue went out from Him, and she was made whole. And He said it was your faith that made you whole. Blind Bartimaeus, another case in Mark chapter 10. He was crying out for mercy upon Him. And when Jesus heard what was going on, He called for him, He stood still, commanded him to come, and this man casting away his garment, showing corresponding action. He wasn't going to be blind anymore. He knew that Jesus was going to heal him. Casting away the garment was the fact that he wasn't going to carry that garment anymore, which they were required to wear. He was throwing it aside, and he was going to receive healing, and he was made whole. He had to receive that healing, though, because Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Your faith is going to receive the healing power of God into your body. There's another scripture over in Luke chapter 5. Here's a man who had the palsy, and it was because of his sins. And Jesus saw their faith, the man and the ones that were bringing him in through the tiles in the roof of the housetop. They were coming down into the midst before Jesus. And he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." That Greek word is aphiemi for forgiven. It's literally saying, "Man, thy sins are sent forth from thee." What was Jesus doing? He was breaking the curse that was upon the man because of the sins. And we can do the very same thing. We have the authority to remit or send forth the effect of the sins. This is especially important for the inheritance line. We've all been affected by the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers, and we need to remit the sins and iniquities of the forefathers in all preceding generations that have caused inherited generational curses of sickness and disease to come upon us. Think about it. Your problems that you might have in your body, more than likely, they're rooted in the inheritance line. This is why we see cancer in one generation, cancer in the next, and cancer in the next. Or high blood pressure right down the line. Diabetes right down the line. Heart problems right down the line. Allergies, asthma, on and on and on. You see the same physical problems many, many, many times are coming down the inheritance line. These are inherited generational iniquities, and you've got to send forth the effect of the sins. You've got to break those curses and cast out the spirits enforcing them, and then you can be set free. Praise God. Over in Luke chapter 8, here's a man, Jairus, and he had a daughter who he wanted to be healed, and he'd come to Jesus, and Jesus said he was going to come and heal him. And in the midst of this situation, someone came and said, "Hey, your daughter's dead. Give up. Why trouble the master any further?" This is what the enemy, of course, will say. When the natural realm circumstance looks like it's not going to work out, the devil will throw that little dart in you. Why trouble the master any further? Well, Jesus, when he heard it, he said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Don't fear. If you got the promise of God, God's going to bring it to pass. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that His Word is going to bring healing. Believe that you receive healing power, and declare it flowing in your body. And you shall see yourself being made whole. And she saw the miracle power of God work, and the daughter was made whole. Praise God. There's another case over in Luke chapter 17. Here's the 10 lepers. Remember the 10 lepers, that they were all cleansed, but only one of them came back to give glory unto the Lord. The one who came back and returned to give glory to God, he's the one who Jesus said, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." This guy was cleansed of his leprosy, as well as the other 9, but only one of them came back to give glory to Him. And this shows the fact that if you've been healed of something partially, or you've seen some victory, keep giving glory and praise to the Lord and coming back to Him, and faith will cause you to be made whole totally of every problem in your life. That's what happened with him. Jesus said, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Praise God. Now, healing is to be received through your faith. You have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to realize this. The Bible talks about in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We have faith, and we can please Him with our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, how does faith come? Remember, we have a general spirit of faith because we have Jesus in us, and we live by the faith of the Son of God. But the way faith for healing comes specifically is by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As you hear the Word on healing, it brings faith, because the Word of God written in your heart, written in your mind, it produces hope in your mind, and it produces faith in your heart, so that you will believe on the Word of God. And as you believe in your heart, then you're going to be confessing it with your mouth to release that healing power to come to pass. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, the Bible says, the Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice that when you believe in your heart, when you have the word in your heart, and when you confess or declare what the word says, speaking the same thing he says, that's what confession means, confessing what the word says, then you are going to be made whole. You are going to be healed. You're going to receive that salvation. And salvation means more than just being saved where you're born again. It refers to a salvation of the spirit. There's a salvation of the soul. There's a salvation of the body, which in this dispensation is healing. Remember, it says, thy faith hath saved thee, when the blind man got healed. The same thing in over in James 5, where the prayer of faith shall save or heal the sick. Same word. And the Lord shall raise them up, praise God. Now, in order to get free of sickness, disease, you've got to come against that sickness, disease. It's caused by Satan, and you're going to speak to that mountain. In Mark 11:23, it says that you are to say unto the mountain, or say unto that sickness, disease, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. Command that sickness and disease to leave your body in the name of Jesus, and do that continually until it leaves. And if you believe the things you say will come to pass, and you don't doubt, you'll have whatsoever you say. Not only do you speak to the sickness disease to leave, but also you pray a prayer of faith and believe that you receive healing power, and keep declaring that. Keep thanking God and believing you receive the healing power of God flowing into your body, and you shall see that you shall be made whole. Keep confessing the word, hold fast to that, and you will see healing quick in your body, and God will heal you. We're going to continue to talk on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.